My name is Joe Rip. I'm from Schenectady. I'm just commenting on the Uber. I think it's a great idea. They haven't mentioned that the Albany Airport actually has, they only let one cab company go, which has a monopoly. So a cab ride that used to be $30, $20 to Schenectady is now above $80. So I think Uber would be a great thing to have.
Hi, this is Sherry Mickle. I live in Schuylerville. And regarding this morning's roundtable discussion on Israel, Israel is absolutely surrounded by enemies. If they are behaving in manners that some people on the roundtable find bad, then put themselves in their position. I imagine that kind of desperation comes from being absolutely surrounded by enemies. And if we don't stand with Israel, who will stand with Israel? And when we look at our own country and all the amazing, amazing contributions here, but also worldwide, that Jewish people have given us, how can we not stand with Israel? They have been persecuted since the get-go. They're in the middle of a place where they are hated. We have to stand with them. It's as simple as that. It's a family matter.
Good afternoon. My name is Regina Camaletti, and I was one of the people in Saratoga who was part of the rally and protest in front of the Holiday Inn. We were responding to the survey that the Saratoga PAC had mailed out and the fact that they were meeting, it was a fundraiser actually, to share their results with some of their membership at the Holiday Inn. I listened to Mr. Willard's report and I listened to the quotes by Mr. Manns. The comment I wanted to make was simply this. The PAC is getting a lot of very good publicity, especially in Saratoga, where the Saratogian and Saratoga Today and all of our local publications are very right-oriented and are more than happy to print everything that is said by the PAC. Meanwhile, the opposition to the PAC, which is very strong, is having a lot of difficulty finding room in print anywhere. We're not being heard.
Tom from Orange County, New York. I would like to see a more balanced approach on your news delivery of the Syrian refugee situation, especially with a view towards the social upheaval and the drain on social services that they're causing in the various European Union countries, rather than the almost entirely sympathetic view that you're showing on your news in the reporting of this current immigration situation.